WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. Many of you are headed to work. My guess is that some of you don't love your job, but according to recent survey data, your cohort has been shrinking. A newly released report from the Conference Board indicates that a bit more than half of U.S. workers, 51%, were satisfied with their jobs in 2017. As indicated by writer Lauren Weber, that represents the highest level of satisfaction since 2005. Over the past 7 years, Americans report feeling better about their levels of compensation along with an improved sense of job security. This comports neatly with macroeconomic data indicating that jobless claims recently have hit their lowest level in nearly 50 years. Perhaps predictably, workers on the higher end of the income scale are happier than their less affluent counterparts. Nearly 58% of those with total housing income in excess of $75,000 feel satisfied at work, compared to approximately 45% of those from households earning less than $75,000. But it's not just about the money. Those who make more tend to be higher-skilled workers and/or managers, and they tend to exercise more control over their day-to-day work activities. For WYPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. If you drive around this area, you might notice many overgrown lawns in need of maintenance. This is not, generally speaking, the result of economic distress. Quite the opposite. It is a result of a strong economy, low unemployment, and a lack of available workforce for landscapers. As indicated by the Wall Street Journal, landscapers around the country are facing a severe labor shortage this year, in part because of changes in the way that the H-2B visa program is administered. The visa program allows employers to bring workers from abroad to fill temporary positions. The $82 billion a year landscaping industry represents the largest user of the H-2B visa program, accounting for 50% of all such visas certified by the government this year. This visa program comes with a cap. U.S. employers requested 167,000 H-2B visas during the first three quarters of 2018, which exceeds the 12-month congressional cap of 66,000 workers. In previous tight labor markets, Congress allowed an exemption for returning foreign workers that essentially doubled the number of awarded H-2B visas, but Congress declined to permit the exemption this year. For WYPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. Credit cards, mortgages, student loans, car loans, and personal loans. Most Americans have a combination of these sources of debt. As indicated by CNBC, despite their best intentions, Americans are collectively digging themselves deeper into a financial hole each year. According to Northwestern Mutual's 2018 Planning and Progress Study, the average American now has approximately $38,000 in personal debt, excluding home mortgages. That's up about $1,000 from a year ago. According to Northwestern survey, credit cards and mortgages are tied as the leading sources of debt, followed by student and auto loans. These findings are based on a survey of more than 2,000 American adults, including an oversampling of more than 600 millennials. Predictably, among those ages 18 to 24, student loans represent the highest source of debt. That's followed by credit card balances. When it comes to student loans, many advisors suggest taking out no more than what one believes they will earn in their first year's salary. Of course, these rules of thumb don't always make sense. Among those in their late 20s and early 30s, credit card balances are the leading source of debt. For WYPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. Nordic nations routinely appear at the top of an annual list of the world's happiest nations. But as indicated by writer Martin Sorensen, this utopian reputation masks difficulties faced by a significant fraction of their populations. In this year's World Happiness Report, Finland, Norway, Denmark, and Iceland ranked ahead of all others. Sweden wasn't far behind, ranking 9th. But in these five Nordic nations, an average of more than 12% of the population is characterized as struggling or suffering, according to a report supplied by the Nordic Council of Ministers and the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen. Compilers of the report asked people to assess their satisfaction with life on a scale from 0 to 10. Those who answered 7 or higher are characterized as thriving. Those who responded with a 5 or a 6 are classified as struggling. 4 or lower is deemed to be suffering. Most respondents in the Nordic nations reported satisfaction of 7 to 9. Positive factors include general health, mental health, income, and employment. But there is an observed increase in poor mental health, particularly among young people and women. In Sweden, the number of people with depression has increased 20% in 10 years. For WIPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. Some have referred to Silicon Valley as being akin to Florence during the Renaissance. Indeed, Silicon Valley is a remarkable place. As indicated by The Economist magazine, this plot of land running from San Jose to San Francisco is home to 3 of the world's 5 most valuable enterprises. Giants like Apple, Facebook, Google, and Netflix all claim Silicon Valley as both their birthplace and their home. But so too do innovators like Airbnb, Tesla, and Uber. The Bay Area represents the 19th largest economy in the world, ranking ahead of both Switzerland and Saudi Arabia. Its success is owed to irrepressible entrepreneurs, engineering prowess, thriving business networks, deep pools of capital, incredible research universities, and a risk-taking culture that esteems both failure and success. But there is evidence that something is changing. Last year, more Americans actually left San Francisco than arrived. A recent survey indicates that nearly half of respondents intend to leave the Bay Area in the next few years. In 2013, Silicon Valley's investor community put half of its money into startups outside of the Bay Area. Now it is closer to 2/3. Why is this happening? Chiefly because the Valley has become so uncomfortably expensive. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.